And on the heels of the last program, which was an encouragement to investigate our inclination, regardless of God's workings in our lives, our inclination to not quite let God be God and keep control, here rises the question. Is there anything of yourself which is not of the Lord? Will any of that get into heaven? I had a dream last week, and in the dream I was standing on a wide sandy beach looking out at a calm, vast ocean. I stepped to the edge of the water and my feet got instantly wet to above my ankles. As I woke up, the Lord said, "Maybe it's time for destiny to get its feet wet." Our destiny is Christ, and none of this world will leave with us when we leave out of here. None. There will not be not one thin sliver of this world or hell in heaven. Not one. Consider the things we struggle with every day. That's right. The little stuff which builds frustration and irritation. Think. How rare is it that somewhere in yourself there isn't some little agitation which subtly steals your attention away from fully focusing on the Lord? There will not be not one sliver of hell which gets into heaven. If you could grasp with your hands a thin, fading shadow and turn it on its edge, not even the thickness of that which is no more than a stain in clean air will get into heaven. In the presence of the Lord, there will be no one looking over your shoulder to make sure you comply with the rules. There will be no one just out of hearing casting shadows, besmirching your character, making you appear tainted in the eyes of your peers. No one will be running a questionable political campaign in order to gain a position and title. Jesus is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. There will be no need for committee members making rules others should follow while they themselves have special excuses as to why they don't have to keep the same rules. In heaven, there will be no one making sure to constantly remind you that you are no better than a smudge on a white wall, telling you, you can live no better than from sin to sin. No one controlling your gifting, and no one defining from the pulpit or from secret backroom church doctrine meetings with the intent of supposedly properly navigating the congregation in order to keep them coming and giving. There will not be not one thin sliver of hell or this world in heaven. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Every gift not of God, no matter how pleasant or seemingly good, is not perfect. Without God, not all of the matter in the source ends up in the product. There is always loss built in. The word variation meaning no fickleness, no starting as a good thing and evolving into something we never would have wished for. All of God, and I say again, all of the Lord's input ends up in the end product of His purposes. He is the perfect example of unity gain, and there is no loss. In the same verse, the word shadow is used. In the Greek understanding of being and the physics of light, to cast a shadow on something is always something negative, an obscuring which hampers a true view of the object. In heaven, there will no more be any obscuring of Jesus, the true one, who is the one right view. It won't be a place of many views, but unity of vision, summed and concluded in the full view of God Himself. sliver of hell or this world will make it into heaven. We will not be driven by the devil or our own poor choosing. We will no longer have to live in spiritual, emotional, and physical contemptible, miserable poverty as someone with no other collateral except their own skin. We won't feel compelled to lie to cover our secret agenda or bad ideas and actions. Jesus will be our light, and He casts no shadow. Neither will there be any shadow in us, because He lives in us. And in heaven, that life will be at its fullness without being over-pixelated, as an overdriven picture driven into saturation. God is the perfect definition and will be constantly in perfect focus as the perfect straight line of the ultimate standard. He is a different kind of light, the true light, who came into the world to offer Himself as a ransom for those held captive as slaves to sin and the world. In heaven, there will be no one reminding us of the things we should have said or did say and regretted. There will not be not one slim sliver of hell or of the world there. Heaven isn't just some place of candy canes and moonbeams, but a place where God's excellent presence is systemic to all that is there. There will be no hand-wringing or grief. Answers will be exact and sufficient. Any wounds of this life will be well. All old things will have passed away, and all means all, and there is not even an inkling of anything less than all. Again, not one sliver of hell, worldly standards, or godless dreams will ever stand. They will have no need to be sustained ever again. Christ is sufficient. He was enough before the fall of the universe in its entirety, and He will be enough after the end into eternity forevermore. What do you think? Thanks for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.